All right, hello, and welcome back to the second ever episode of DBB Presents Yu-Gi-Oh! The show where two dudes who probably shouldn't be talking about Yu-Gi-Oh! Are talking about the original Yu-Gi-Oh! Duel Monsters series, because why the hell not? But before we get into our section for this week, which is episodes 6 through 10 of the original series, we must introduce ourselves, and with you today, my name is the King of Dungeon Dice, Enrique.
And I am Tristan, not the bad dub actor, according to Reek.
Got you. So yeah, this week we're going to cover episodes 6 through 10, continuing on our journey with Yugi to save his bum-ass grandfather, who refuses to not get beat up, kidnapped, or exploited in some sort of way. But that's okay, because Yugi takes a motherfucking backseat in this first episode. We get our real main character.
Joey Wheeler.
Do you smell what the Joey is cooking?
All right.
No. And you know why he does what he does. Why does he do what he do, Tristan?
Oh, it's for serenity.
You damn right. We out here for serenity.
I gotta do this for my blind sister, Serenity.
He should let her go blind, though. Like, low-key, like, she could be Kenshi, bro.
Imagine they don't have powers in this show, Reek.
They do too have powers. What you mean?
They got items. They ain't got powers, though.
Pix is missing a whole ass eye. He can see through shit.
That's what I said. He got an item. He ain't got powers. He got an item.
Give her the eye. Jump Pegasus. Rip that shit out. Boom. Here you go, fucking Serenity.
That's crazy.
You unlocked your Sharingan. Right, like, shit.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm telling you, she could have been the first ever blind duelist out there fucking playing with, she got a blindfold on playing cards and shit. I summon Karibo. That's Celtic Warrior. That shit would have been tight.
Horn of the Unicorn. You just played Black Hole. Everything's gone.
What?
Oh.
What?
Oops.
I'm to redo that mulligan.
I got a black hole in my deck? Wait a second.
All right, but Joey comes out the gate swinging. He lets you know these cards are equal rights and lefts, okay? Bust Mai's ass this episode. My busted her ass. I mean, he was kind of getting work for a minute. I can't even lie to you.
He was getting work, bro. He said, look at this monster card, dead. Look at this monster card, dead.
But Joey pulled out the goat maneuvers with his goat signature cards. I mean, of course, he hasn't got Kunai with Chain yet, you know, or Red Eyes Black Dragons, but he got the two other goats.
Spoilers, though. Dude.
He got Time Wizard and Baby Dwagon. Okay. Baby Time Dwagon Wizard turning into old ass Dwagon.
Thousand
is
Dwagon.
Some of the best shit. You can call it whatever you want. That's old ass Dwagon. You got Baby Dwagon and old head Dragon.
Can we just talk about the nose on this dude, Joey, for a second?
This dude, why you gotta disrespect him?
No, this dude was sniffing, bro. That's how he won this duel. He was sniffing.
I don't know how he did that. I don't know how other people didn't smell the fucking Versace fucking cologne coming off Maya's cards.
No, so how do you smell that from that far away?
She was spraying Axe bottles and shit on her Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
This one is the dark chocolate scent. She hydro-dipped him, bro.
Come on, man. There's no way you're spending real money. You're not putting no fucking Versace, no Gucci cologne on them shit. So she had like Axe bottles back there spraying that shit, letting it rip.
She was using the Britney Spears.
Do you think she scented them to what the cards are? Like, do you think she had like, oh, this one's like a rose thing, so here's the rose axe?
Probably.
I'd hate to see what fucking Karibo smells like. Fucking big ass shitball running around.
Hey, yo, don't you hate on my boy Karibo.
I'm not hating on Karibo, I hate on his design.
Karibo the goat. Like Karibo's adorable. Like fucking
ball of shit running around. Rolling
Come on,
around.
Man. You hating on him.
I'm not hating. I'm appreciating in a different way.
Oh my. Okay. Just you wait.
But yeah, so Joey got to do it for Serenity. You know what I mean?
He got
so
to
he
do it.
He smoked on
Serenity.
That my pack easily. Just whooped her. Time Wizard. Time Wizard's one of the goats. I can't lie to you.
Time Wizard is lit, bro.
Time Lords are top five dead or alive if you don't count, like, the big-ass cards. Like, not counting, like, Blue Eyes, you know, the Egyptian gods, shit like that. Time Wizard's up there for the regular guys. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I feel you.
He's up there.
It's a shame that in the card game, they go, flip a coin. I'm like, what?
That shit was kind of tight. I can't even lie to you. I like the flip a coin shit.
I did not.
It was different. When I used to play Yu-Gi-Oh! On my Game Boy Advance, bro, and I played Time Wizard and got to flip the coin, that shit was tight. Shout out Yu-Gi-Oh, bro. Now we get... But yeah, he just worked mine. That was it. There was nothing really to it. Just Joey showing that he's not a rookie no more. He's coming out the ball out. Even though low-key Yugi's kind of a rookie as well, but...
He is. I mean, Yugi at least, like, super knows the game.
He don't even know the game. Yami know the game. He cheating and shit. He be cheating hardcore. He is tagging his big brother right there on the spot. Boom, you're in, Yami. Oh, shit, I'm about to fuck this up.
The crazy thing is, so this... I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna point this out. This took me years to understand how this worked, right? Because we see Yami. We see Yami Yugi. You know what I mean?
Yes, they do not.
They do not.
They so just changes the way he acts.
Yeah, they're like, oh, Yugi seems so different. I'm like, what you mean? This is a big-ass Yugi right here. And
he grows like 6 inches in height. So, I mean...
It took me a long time to understand that that was just a visual representation for us, the viewers, and not actually happening in the show. So I was very confused as a child, but now I
only noticed that now because they keep saying it over and over, so they're kind of punching me in the mouth with it, and I'm like, oh, okay, so they don't know. So they think Yugi just kind of does some shit. When does Yugi explain this? Does Yugi explicitly tell him, like, hey, there's a guy that takes over my body and shit?
Yes, he does.
Okay, that would be freaky as shit.
It's later on.
I can't wait for that, because imagine just pulling up to your friends. Hey, guys, you know when I start bawling out? Yeah. Yeah, you get real confident out of nowhere. There's a guy possessing me.
I think it's like season 3 or 4, I think, where he mentions this, and because he learns about who Yami really was. And
is that in the flashback arc?
I don't fully remember. But then, because like, it'll be him and Taya, and Taya is like directly talking to the Pharaoh.
That's crazy. Shout out, Taya. Bro. Yeah, man. Can't wait for that.
Yeah.
But we get episode 7.
Uh-huh.
You get to fuck around and drown on this wave.
Yo.
We got Mako Wet 360 no scope. He got waves. Tsunami. Okay.
Why did you just throw out 17 different water-related words?
Because that's him. He's Mako Tsunami. Bro name is high-key Johnny Tsunami. You think I'm not going to give him some drip names? He got waves. He don't got waves. He got money. He got fishes. He got bitches in fishes. Like, come on, man. Mako Tsunami is him.
I agree with that statement. Mako Tsunami
is so
legit,
much him.
Bro.
He gets capped in one episode and is out of there right away. It don't even give him a two.
No. I thought it was two.
No, he goes out the gates episode one. One episode. Here's the next episode's Mokuba.
Man, you're right. That's insane.
He showed up, got capped. Yugi said, all right, thanks for them stars, bitch. He just rolled up and got hoed, bro. He said, how much you want to put down, Mako? How much money you want to put on this game, Mako? He said, I got 2 chips. He said, shit, 2 chips? I got 3. They got clapped up and Yugi walked away. Can we talk about how little 10 chips is, though? Like, 10 chips really isn't that much in the larger scheme of things. You know what I'm saying?
That's, yeah, like, 3 battles. It can be, because it's like, well, here's the other thing. With how many people are there, like, basically what they're saying by the end of Duelist Kingdom is that everyone else was in fucking limbo, just not ever able to get to 10 chips. You know what I mean?
I don't believe someone can put together a streak.
That's what I'm saying. There's like, they're saying 8 people did.
If you're putting 2 down a match, right? Say you don't even, like, up it. 2 a match. You just got to win 5. Win 4, really.
You got to win 4.
That's it. Win 4. I would have absolutely been picking on some of the weakest motherfuckers I could find.
Mm-hmm.
I would have been jumping dudes in the back. Bam, what's up? Pop, pop, pop.
Well, I mean, we see a couple people who do that.
Yeah, but there should have been, like, 37 people that qualified doing that shit.
That's what I'm saying. Because there was, like... Oh, couple hundred people who went to Duelist Kingdom, wasn't there?
It was enough for a yacht.
That was not a yacht. That was a small cruise.
That was a super yacht.
I don't know about no super yacht.
That was a yacht. Well, yachts can vary. The yachts can be tiny. I just want you to know that.
Well, I know that.
That was a super yacht. Anything bigger, anything can fit a couple hundred people is a super yacht.
I'm saying that was a small cruise liner. Because they said something like that in one of the episodes.
I don't give a fuck what they said. To me, those are yachts.
Okay.
But yeah, so Mako Tsunami came and went, got clapped up, get done up. Shout out Mako. He's one of my favorites.
Bro, he really got owned by the moon.
He got owned by everything. Mako had no chance. He got hugged. Don't disrespect Mako, though. He might like he's fourth of my favorite random-ass duelists that show up.
Fourth?
Yeah.
How random? One, how random qualifies as random, though?
Dudes who show up like three or four times and right. Don't do shit.
Okay.
Bandit Key's number one, let's be honest.
What?
What do you mean, what?
Bro, I mean, we'll get there, but come on.
You're disrespecting motherfucking Bandit Keith.
Rex Raptor, that's the guy right there.
Rex Raptor don't even touch the top 27.
Stop.
No, you stop.
You
said, I got Weevil at two. What?
No, I'm not going to got Weevil at two. No, no.
Rex Raptor ain't shit. He's a little bum.
Weevil maybe two from the bottom.
You got that garbage-ass Scully, bro. What are you talking about? You got the stupid-ass red hat, stupid-ass mullet-type hair. Fuck.
Exactly. He's a skater.
Skater? He a poser.
Whoa.
Fuck's Rex Raptor and his damn dinosaurs. Loser. Get some real fucking cards, dude. Run around here with some dino nuggets as goddamn Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
What? Oh, never mind.
Fuck you. Episode 8, we get introduced to the most annoying character in Yu-Gi-Oh! History.
No, also false. You're fucking you're on one right now. I'm not gonna lie.
You're pro Mokuba?
I'm not pro Mokuba per se, but I am not anti Mokuba. The dude is slightly above a net neutral.
You're lucky we're here. I'll keep asking. We'll keep a Mokuba tally. You keep a tally on all the good things Mokuba does in the series, okay? All
right.
And you let me know as we go through. Because he ain't do shit.
Well, obviously he ain't do shit right now.
He actively was hurting shit.
Nah. Not
you. Yes, sir. Him going there, he got kidnapped, did he not?
Well, yeah. I mean, he being a tiny kid, he's like 10.
I don't care. Bro. You get graded on the same scale as everyone else.
Oh, good grief.
I don't shoot no kids no bail. I've seen Hooper speed children. I've seen Clementine. You don't get no bail, little dude.
And hey man, Clem is an all-time exception.
Man, fuck Mokuba. High key.
I don't say man, fuck Mokuba until season 5, bro.
Mokuba comes out here to jump Yugi. Jumps this poor dude, steals his star chips, got this little bandit mask on like he really like a gangster or some shit. Bro's 3'2". You are not a gangster, Mokuba.
That's a fact, dude.
Then we find out about the plot. This is where the plot starts to expand. They're kind of like, so okay, saying, we
this
can kind of
pretty legit.
We can cook now. They're like, okay, we can cook. We start finding out that Pegasus wants to beat Yugi specifically to take over Kaiba Corporation. Because whatever bylaw they got in says whoever beats Kaiba for some reason has a claim to Kaiba Corp. I don't know what the fuck that is. But okay, let's stake all of our billion-dollar company on a children's card game. Fuck it. And so that's how that works. So he's trying to get Yugi. He most likely knows that Yugi's good enough to smoke everyone there because he smoked Kaiba, right?
Yes, even though he knows that it was just because he pulled Exodia. And he also somehow knows that Exodia is gone.
But he knows the skills it takes to get Exodia, bro. Somehow that means his skills. Because for some reason, Kaiba said Yugi can't lose because he has Exodia and he won't lose, which, I mean, it's luck. Like, it's not... Pulling Exodia is luck.
It is.
I guess Yugi just has that heart of that bullshit-ass cards, but whatever.
But Pegasus also wants it because he knows he has a Millennium Puzzle.
Okay, based off last episode, you said the puzzle makes him draw shit. Are you telling me because the puzzle, he'll just first, as soon as it's possible, he'll have all the pieces of Exodia every time?
No, I'm saying, like, if he desperately, that's that heart of the cards business.
I desperately need to win this duel. Bam, Exodia in my opening hand.
You don't do it in the opening. That's crazy. It's not going to happen in the opening hand.
That's happened before. I can show you a video of someone getting Exodia first turn. It was crazy.
That would have been bananas. I mean, it's not impossible, but
Imagine Pegasus is like, oh, Yugi, it's finally time. Exodia, what the fuck? What? That should have been tight.
Dude. That would have been absolutely
incredible. Yugi just solves all his battles with, like, fuck it,
Exodia. Bro, we would have never, ever had any of the problems later in this series.
Merrick shows up, fucking Exodia. What the fuck?
Go Wing Dragon of Ra.
That's cool.
Oh, that's Exodia. Cool, Exodia. Kaiba is like, I have this dude, Obelisk the Tormentor. Oh, he looks kind of nice.
The movie?
I did watch the movie, actually. Wait, do you remember which movie? Because there's a couple.
The first one.
I think I watched the first one.
Do you remember in that movie the fucking dream that Kaiba has when he duels Yugi?
No.
Okay, in the dream, you might not have watched this one. It's like called like the Pyramid of Light or something.
I truly don't remember. There was one Yu-Gi-Oh! Okay. movie that I went and watched in theaters, and I think it has the moment that I thought showed up in the series somewhere, but I think it happened in the movie.
Basically,
and so I don't fully remember.
Kaiba has a nightmare that he's dueling Yugi at some sort of grand stage, right? Like, big-ass, like, Roman Coliseum type shit.
Oh, okay.
And Yugi, he summons Obelisk. Yugi summons Slifer, right? Somehow Yugi then... I think this is the point where Yugi had Slifer and Ra, right, in the movie. And then he somehow uses, like, Change of Heart, gets Obelisk.
What? Has all three of
them? Fuses them all into one monster.
What?
Right? It's like this red version of Obelisk and punches the fuck out of Kaiba. Imagine someone cooks that up against Yugi, like, oh, I got him now. Made this super duper fusion Jiffy Car Exodia. Got him on the ropes. The monster had infinite attack points, Tristan. Had infinite attack points in the movie.
And Exodia he just hits him with infinite Exodia. Attack points.
Well, no, the Egyptian card, God card, had infinite.
That's what I'm saying. Exodia has infinite attack points.
Well, Exodia has, fuck you, game's over. That's it. It's like the golden snitch. Like, fuck it, game's over now. Fuck yourself. I win. All right. Obelisk the super Exodia. What the fuck? Just do all this work for 37 turns. You could just, bam. By the way, I've had Exodia for 4 turns. Fuck you. I just waited to tell you till you got some advantage. Oh, man. Shout out Bokuba. Bokuba, you know, comes in there. He's like, I'm doing this for my brother, Seto. Which, again, Kaiba's name, his first name is Seto. Everyone calls him Kaiba.
Mm-hmm.
No one else does that in this series.
What do you mean?
Everyone goes by their first name in the series, except for Kaiba.
Mm-hmm.
They only call him Kaiba. Because Mokuba is Mokuba Kaiba, or Kaiba Mokuba. You see what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, nobody calls Mokuba Kaiba.
That's what I'm saying, but they call Kaiba Kaiba, even though his name's Seto. Mm-hmm. But Mokuba calls him Seto because that's his brother.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they're related, by the way. I don't fucking... They must have separate moms or some shit.
They do have separate moms.
Oh, shit.
They explain that later in the show.
I kind of remember shit. Let's go, baby.
Their dad was, you know, a piece of shit.
But yeah, Yugi's straight up Jesus at this point. Mm-hmm. He just kind of cleanses people and fights motherfuckers and just wins.
Mm-hmm.
Then we get the goat part of this, like, section of the whole anime that we watched so far.
Bro, are you for real?
I'm damn serious. Kaiba doing Kaiba things, okay?
Oh, that part.
Kaiba is hacker man. He's hiding around, creeping around like he's playing fucking Splinter Cell. His own crib. Busts in there, starts hacking shit. I skipped ahead a little bit, but this is the part I was telling you about last episode of the podcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
When they run up on Kaiba, right, and they're like, put your hands up, you don't notice that they're just pointing a finger at him?
No, I did.
Okay, that's a dub-only thing. The dubbing company actively went into the anime and animation and took away the guns that those dudes were holding.
That's crazy.
And they do that. Like, they used to do, like, One Piece. Like, they remember how Sanji smokes?
Mm-hmm.
They changed it to Sanji had a lollipop.
In the dub?
In the 4 Kids dub.
What the
heck? There was 2 dubs for One Piece. There's the 4 Kids and the Funimation. In the 4Kids version, they were actively changing shit like that. Like, that's why a lot of people don't fuck with 4Kids, because they actively kind of ruin the show.
That's crazy.
And that's why I say, like, unequivocally, the sub for Yu-Gi-Oh! Will probably always be better than the dub. But for nostalgia purposes, and what I feel like the majority of people who watch Yu-Gi-Oh! Who listen to this, they probably watch the dub. So we're going to go ahead and cover the dub.
Fair.
Yeah, so Kaiba doing that. He's being hacker's man. So he said, fuck it, you'll never take me alive. And he kind of threw himself off a cliff.
Bro, like, and said, what?
Fuck it. Dude, Kaiba's such a baller, bro. Once they got rid of Ghoul Kaiba and real Kaiba comes out, he got the blue suit, trench coat shit. He's wearing, oh my god, he's swagging up. I can't wait till Kaiba gets his full gear. Oh my god, Kaiba with the white coat and he got the card with necklace. Shit. That's my dog.
For life.
Mokuba gets a two-parter, bro.
Was it Mokuba? I don't know if it was. No, it wasn't Mokuba. It was.
Oh, it's the fake ass Ghoul Kaiba Part 2 gets a two-parter. You're right. Because Mokuba and them go, and then Mokuba gets picked up by the big ass diesel dude, and then Yugi's like, put him down. We will duel. And for some reason, the guy says yes. I don't know why he said yes.
I don't either.
I'd be like, no? I'm just leaving? Fuck you. What the fuck are you children going to do against me? And then Tristan would have been trying to swing on him or something.
Well, he sort of did.
Put Mokuba down. Slow ass Tristan.
Come on. Bro, he actually tossed him, too. He did.
Yeah, fuck Tristan, okay?
Hey, man.
But yeah, so he's trying to stifle. So Kaiba finds out Pegasus' plan with his little AI robot. And he's trying to stifle that shit. He's trying to actively search for Yugi's battle to sabotage the other guy he's fighting who has his Blue Eyes deck. He's like, come on, I must hack this. And they're like, he's like, dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. And the AI's like, come on, bastard, do you want me to hack this? He's like, yes, you stupid fuck, goddamn it. Shout out Kaiba, bro, he's just so fucking cool.
His voice actor actually does a really good job, too.
Oh, no, he ball out for real. He's the only one who really got, like, he's the only one that really balled out and got paid well. I think that's why everyone liked Kaiba's kids. And then, I think this is the first episode they flashed the actual to-be-continued screen.
I thought they did it in one of the earlier ones.
I don't think so, because they also rarely did the last time on Yu-Gi-Oh! Shit. That happened like once for me. I don't know about you.
Yeah, it only happened 2 times for me.
All right, that's fair. And then we get into the second part of the two-parter, where you see Kaiba really bailed out Yugi, because first off, he knows that Yugi can't. If Yugi loses, he's fucked. So he's like, no, you aren't losing. And two, he's like, that's my dog, Yugi, but secretly my dog, because I fucking hate him, but I like him. And he's doing that. And then Pegasus is trolling the shit out of Kaiba with Toon World on the computer, bro, with the little bunny dude.
No, for real.
He's like, hello, Mr. Kaiba. Hello, Mr. Kaiba. I'm like, damn. You're getting pranked by a fucking Roger Rabbit, dog. And they also call Monster Reborn some weird shit. Did they call him Reborn the Monster? You write that down as well?
I didn't write it down. That's just how they've always said it. No, actually, no, that's not true. They have alternated.
You think that in the Japanese, it like directly translates to Reborn the Monster?
Yes.
Or like Revive the Monster? And yes. Like the card game changed it to Monster Reborn, and they were like, Reborn the Monster. Like, that seems like some shit like a dubbing company would do.
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, Yugi smokes on this Kaiba's pack. Without Kaiba's help for the second Blue Eyes, because Yugi's just that fucking goated. And Kaiba's like, how does he do this? How does he beat him when he had no chance? He did a little hat shit. Remember the little hat? He's like, pick a hat.
Bro, magical hats is one of the dopest cards.
It's one of the most bogus ass cards, but it's okay.
Hey, fuck you, yo.
Nah, I mean, it's an interesting card, but it's also like bogus as fuck, because it's like, pick a hat, motherfucker, choose. And it's like, well, how am I supposed to guess which fucking hat, man? I can't see what you put it in. You can just lie to me. Like, if you're playing against someone in real life, you can just lie your ass off. God forbid, like, when I was a kid, at least, my cards would get nicked and shit, so you could kind of tell which each card was, just based off how fucked up it is. So imagine you put the 3 cards down, it's like, that one. It's like, man, fuck. Just because you can see the scratches and shit on it. It's fucking, that was the worst shit ever. You could kind of be like, oh, shit. Like, they could tell, like, you got something really cooking back there. Oh, shit. It's like he's got his fucking trap hole back there. I ain't going to attack. Oh, she says mirror force? The edges are cut off on that. That shit was fucking hilarious. But Yeah, man. It's really starting to pick up steam here because they're actually doing like a plot line. They're doing dual plots with the Kaiba plot and the Yugi plot.
Mm-hmm.
It's cooking. I'm really enjoying it. I enjoyed this section significantly more than the first one. And it was less so, it wasn't about nostalgia anymore at that point. I was like, oh, okay, I'm invested in this again because I don't remember how this shit goes. All I'm waiting for that I remember is, I believe this is Duelist Kingdom, is when they got to do the twos. Remember when they run the twos?
That is not Duelist Kingdom.
Nah, you're bullshitting me, bro. With the two ball-headed brothers?
Yeah, that's not... That's not Duelist Kingdom.
I'm depressed now because I was looking forward to that, this section.
Is it?
I think it is, bro. I think it is, little bro.
I don't... Maybe it is. I don't remember. I won't lie to you. I really don't remember. I love that episode as well, though. I think that's a dope ass episode with the twos.
Yeah, when they run the twos with him and Joey. Mm-hmm. That's one of the first time I remember Joey actively pulling out kunai with chains.
Nope. That's definitely later.
Fuck.
Because Joey has a very certain card.
Okay. I got you. All right. Well, damn it. I enjoyed this section, though. Shout out Kaiba. Kaiba's, like, easily... Fuck, he's not easily my favorite character. He's top two easily. But him and Joey go toe-to-toe for that. I think Joey, for me, gets really, really dope when he loses the jacket. He's just got the t-shirt with the one stripe. You know what I'm talking about?
Yo.
The white tee with the blue stripe.
Yup.
And Joey got the... I don't remember. He had, like, a necklace on. That's when Joey's at his peak. Like, peak Joey. He starts going, that's Battle City. I know he went nuts in Battle City, bro.
That's for true.
Fuck, I love Joey, dog. Kaiba Cold is a bitch. Bro, there was we gotta review the movies at some point, too.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
Because there was a point in the movies where, like, Kaiba gets this, like, whole montage with this emo rock song. Oh, man, I don't remember how it goes, but I just remember it was like, you're in my shoes, because you're not me. That shit was cold as a bitch back in the day. Oh, my God. I watched the shit out of that movie on VHS, where I burnt that shit, dog. I fucked up the tape. Shout out VHSs for those who used to watch VHSs. I don't know. I feel like people watching this know what that is, but any younger kids will be like, what the fuck is a VHS? VHS went out of style very quickly when I was younger. I don't know about you.
I used VHSs for a long time.
They were gone by, like, I feel like I was 10. Like, they were just...
By that time, yeah, for sure.
Because that was 2010 for me. Yeah. I know that was, like, you know, 1936 for you, but...
Yeah, totally, dude. I'm just fucking completely ancient.
You remember playing Yu-Gi-Oh! With Pharaoh and shit.
I actually...
Smoke on him back in the day.
Yeah, I was going to say, I helped create this game, to be honest with you.
Yeah, shout out though. Good section. Had fun. You got any thoughts about this section and what we're looking forward to?
I don't care that much about Mokuba, so I do agree with you on part of that. I don't think Mokuba's a bad character, but I think and I know for a fact that it's going to get better and better. I'm gonna have a lot more fun with what comes sooner.
I can't wait till we get those, like, 6-part duels where, like, an entire section is going to be just one duel.
One duel? Yeah, bro. When we get to the finals?
When we get to anything, because some of those Battle City duels were a while.
Well, I was going to say the finals of Duelist Kingdom, bro.
I don't remember how long that was, but remember that blimp, though?
The blimp, bro? Well, okay. So, because that's part of it, man. Freaking, that's part of why there's literally an entire, like, third or fourth season. They got us on the bullshit, bro.
Oh, my God. I love this franchise, bro. I can't wait for a blimp. Shout out Lil Kariba and I'm on a blimp, bro. Do you remember that shit?
Yes.
Dog. That shit was tight as a kid. I'm on a blimp, motherfucker, bro. Oh, my God. I didn't watch much Yu-Gi-Oh! Abridged, but fuck. It was kind of cool, bro.
Yu-Gi-Oh! Abridged is fire.
Thanks for hanging out with us again today. You can check us out on social media. We got Twitter. We got Instagram. We got TikTok. On Twitter, it's at BINGBOIS. That's Binge Boys. On everything else, including Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, whatever you want. No, not Twitter, but Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, all that. It's at DABINGBOIS. That's D instead of the, because we are dumb asses. Thank you for tuning in to our second episode of Yu-Gi-Oh! You can check us out next week, where we'll cover episodes 11 through 15. Almost fucked that up. Let's go, baby, on mic.
bless you, whatever. I think that was a bless you.
That was, yes, absolutely.
Oh my gosh. I've been trying not to do them on mic, but
I was mid outro and it was either gonna be a 37 second pause or I just do it.
You gotta do what you gotta do, yeah. Man.
So check us out next week for 11 through 15. We'll remind you guys that with you today, I am the king of Dungeon Dice Enrique.
And I am Tristan, not Dub Actor.
And you can catch us next week on Yu-Gi-Oh!